Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Joan Tim, in loving memory of Richard and Jeffrey Tim.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. So it may seem a little bit strange to you, perhaps, that here in the first Sunday of Advent, as we begin the new season of the church year, where we're focusing on the coming of Christ, particularly in his birth at Christmas time, that our gospel lesson comes from Luke chapter 19. Luke 1 and 2 are the ones about Christmas. And here, we're hearing the story of Jesus' triumphal entry. We're reading about Palm Sunday, where Jesus comes to Jerusalem, right as he's about to begin his passion, where he's going to suffer, and he's going to confront the religious leaders, and he's going to be crucified and killed, and he's going to rise from the dead for the salvation of the world. And so it may seem a bit like a mismatch, and it kind of is, to be thinking about Palm Sunday, to be thinking about the end of Jesus' ministry, when we're, during Advent, really thinking about the lead-up to and beginning of his ministry at his birth. But this serves maybe as a good opportunity to just kind of consider together the season of Advent and its purpose. You probably know this already, but Advent just means coming. Coming. And Advent is the season where we're waiting in anticipation for the coming of the King. The King is going to come, and we know that, and we're now waiting for it. Or as we said in the hymn, at the beginning of that hymn, you know, prepare the royal highway, the King of Kings is near. We know that the King is coming, and we're making his paths straight. And that's what the people are doing, of course, on Palm Sunday. They're preparing the way of the Lord. They're going before him. They're laying down their coats and their palm branches on the ground. And they're crying out. They're proclaiming his coming to everybody else who will hear. Here in Luke, what do they say? Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And so they're announcing the coming of the King. They're preparing his way. And so that is why, or at least part of why, we read this lesson at the beginning of Advent. Because while we are focused on Christmas, and we think of Advent at best as the preamble to Christmas, but mostly we don't think about it at all, broadly speaking, in our society, we can really think about Christ's advents, his comings. He comes in many ways and in many times. And so we could think of this, his coming on Palm Sunday, his coming to the city of Jerusalem to begin the work of his passion, as one of his advents, one of his comings. Now, on the point of thinking about Advent and its purpose, allow me to just kind of grouse at you for a minute. You guys already know this, I know, but I'm just let me vent for a moment. It irks me that we, and by we I mean just our society overall, but also we in the church too, we don't like waiting, and so we really just kind of do away with Advent. There is no Advent. There's a Christmas season, and that, you know, begins, if we're lucky, the day after Thanksgiving, and it ends on December the 25th. you know, I went out to Sam's Club to get some groceries on Saturday, and you know what I heard. You know, right? You do know? Yeah, it's Christmas music. It's all the Christmas music is playing. Now, I'll admit, I'm guilty here. I put up lights on my house, which I actually haven't done. This is the first time I actually put lights on my house, before Thanksgiving even. And I was grumbling about it the whole time. Rest assured, I was not happy. But many of you probably already have Christmas trees up in your house. Who has a Christmas tree? All decorated? Already? Just do me a favor. Put up your Christmas tree. Just call it an Advent tree until Christmas, okay? No, look, and it's totally understandable why in our society broadly, people don't care about Advent. They shouldn't. What they're excited about is all the stuff that is good about Christmas. And to them, that means, you know, eating, not turkey, we're done with that now, ham, probably, eating ham on Christmas, presents, of course, Santa Claus, snow, you know, nice warm feelings for an uncertain reason. Christmas, you know, the Christmas spirit, whatever that is, clapping so that Santa Claus can fly or something like that. And so there's no reason to wait for that. You can just begin it now. We'll just have Christmas right now. And so we do. At the first opportunity, we start, and then we get tired of it by the day Christmas rolls around, and so then we lop it off and we're done. But I submit to you this morning that we in the church, as is often the case, are different. We're not waiting for no purpose. We can't just jump ahead to the coming of the Lord because we don't determine when he comes. That's up to him. And so Advent for us is an important season. It is a sacred season where we wait and prepare the way of the Lord. It requires of us a patience and focus and attention to the things of God. He doesn't just come everywhere. He doesn't just come at all times or whenever I would like him to. And so I pay attention to where and when the Lord comes. So again, this is just getting to the point that there are many Advents. There are many comings of our Lord Jesus. One example, again, being his entry into Jerusalem for Holy Week. And we could think about all of those comings, and we'll think about more of them over the course of the season. But I'd like to direct your attention to the fact that our Lord comes to us now. Our Lord comes to us now. Primarily, we might say, in and by his word. And so during the season of Advent, it behooves us, it's good for us, to pay attention to the fact that God comes by his word. We might notice this in a special way that maybe we don't during the rest of the year. And in preparing the way of the Lord, I recognize that actually when I get here in church and I hear the pastor read from that lectern, God is here with us. And by hearing those words that he speaks, I hear the voice of God. And that in and of itself is pretty good, but we should also recognize that thanks to a number of technological developments, it comes, and that happens in more places than just that little lectern right there. We have spread literacy, by and large, across our entire society. And thanks to the advent of the printing press and the availability of ink and paper, not to mention, you know, shipping lines and things like that, we have copies of the Bible pretty much anywhere we could want one. And so that means that I can sit with my morning coffee and prepare the way of the Lord by reading his word, by just sitting right there, opening up a Bible and reading it. God speaks. And we could go beyond that, of course, because we often don't carry relatively thick and somewhat heavy books around with us. But we have it better than that, because thanks to the advent of LCD screens and batteries and networking equipment, We can carry the entirety of God's Word around with us in our pocket on a little device that I can just open it up and flip through it any time I want, at any moment of the day. I could pull this out of my pocket, and now all of a sudden God is adventing right here to me and with the people that are around me. And quite frankly, it gets even better than that, doesn't it? Because I don't even now have to read. I have professional people who have read God's Word for me, who have recorded it thanks to, you know, the invention of, I guess, microphones and speakers. I can plug something in, and now while I'm driving or while I'm running or while I'm doing something that occupies my hands so I can't hold a book or my eyes so that I can't focus them to read, I can still hear God's Word right into my ear canals. And this is amazing. God can come to me by His Word wherever and whenever I happen to be. And so one way perhaps to prepare the way of the Lord is to think about the fact that God comes to me by His Word. And think about the many and various avenues by which that is opened up, thanks again to technology and also just the goodness of God. Or we could think about the fact that God has come to me, and I submit to you also, is still coming to me by dint of my baptism into Christ. And on that point, we might think about, oh yes, God came to me on January 31st, 1988, on a particular day when the word of the Lord came to me and it was connected to water and it washed over me. But we can also think about the fact that baptism is a living and active work of God in our lives yet today. That we confess that every single day, by contrition and repentance, our old Adam, our old self, our old man or woman, is to drown and die by the power of the Holy Spirit. Every single day, God is working in our lives by our baptism. And in the same way, by the power of that Holy Spirit working through our baptism, a new man, a holy and righteous Christian, a saint of God, is to rise and live before God in righteousness and purity forever. God comes to me every day. Why? Because I'm baptized. This is the advent of our King, the King of Kings who comes to rule and reign the whole world, but in your life, by the power of your baptism. And finally, perhaps, you know, we could think about the fact that when we gather together here in this room as Christ's church, He makes Himself present to us by the Lord's Supper. That all-powerful and just nearly omnipresent Word of God comes here and connects itself to bread and wine, which is for us the body and blood of Christ. That in the same way when He gathered with His apostles on the night in which He was betrayed, when He gathered with His dearest friends and brothers, not to mention His students, that He said to them in His last and will and testament before He died, "Take and eat, this is my body." And He gave them the cup after supper and He said, "Take and drink, this is the blood of the new covenant which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins." And in so doing, in issuing them His final will and testament, He gave to them the gift, this is trite perhaps, but that keeps on giving. He gave to the church His presence in this way and by these means now and forevermore. So that when we gather here in this place, we, right along with those apostles and the whole church on earth and heaven, receive the body and blood of our Lord for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. In this place, when we gather at this table, the Lord is present here with us. He comes once again. Another advent of our King. So, the interesting thing, or one of the interesting things about Advent is, God is both the means and the goal. What are we hoping for? What are we waiting for? The advent of the King, the coming of the Lord. And how do we prepare our hearts and our minds? How do we direct our attention to the things of God? And the answer is, by the things of God. Christ comes to us by His Word, by the absolution, by our baptism, by the Lord's Supper. by our conversations about our lives as Christians. And in those things, he works on us and directs us towards the way that we should go. He makes our path straight, and in walking, we walk his way. And this is what we do during the season of Advent. We are led and directed by our God towards our God. So, brothers and sisters, in this season, wait. Please don't skip Advent. Walk the way of the Lord. Walk it with anticipation and hope, so that on the day of his coming, on Christmas, we celebrate together with joy the fulfillment of the promises of our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.